besides that, how's the revenue?
Baruch Hashem, you know, it's good to be back in Yerushalayim. It's been quite challenging for me to get back into, you know, there's such a break and the jet lag. I still am not getting a full night's sleep.
The rub, I don't think the other rub ever gets his book.
Yeah, all right. Don't rub it in. But this is definitely related to the traveling. So we're looking for halacha for Parshas Chukas. And obviously Parshas Chukas begins with the subject of Tumas Mes. And of course the Tara from Tumas Mes, which is the Paraduma. And there's a fascinating comment of the Ramban here in Parshas Chukas, and it also seems to be reflected in another work of the Ramban, his Pirish on Shir HaShirim, which may have incredible halachic repercussions, especially for Kohanim, because obviously a Kohen is enjoined from entering into a cemetery or any building like a hospital that has dead corpses in it because of the halach of Oel Hames. And the Ramban here writes in a more philosophical or mystical way about how this Tumas Mes works. And he writes, you and I know from the parsha of Chet HaKadmon, the sin of Eitz Hadas, that as a result of the fact that man ate from the Eitz Hadas, there was a gzeirah of Misa, that man would not be immortal, but rather he would die. So when we talk about human death, there's no question in anyone's mind, I don't need the Ramban for that, that that's related to some extent to the original sin, as they call it, you know, the chait of Adam HaRishon. But the Ramban wants to accomplish two goals here. Two chidushim. Number one, the Ramban seems to be eager to tie, to connect the concept of Misa with the Nachash, right? Because the Nachash obviously was the one that induced or seduced Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the whole process that led up to the Gzeiras Misa started with the Nachash. He's like the original, you know, source, so to speak, or original cause. And number two, to connect the concept of Tumas Mes with the Nachash. Now, in order to appreciate this one major line in the Ramban that we want to discuss today, we'll point out that the Nachash, according to the mystical writings, is not just a being, you know, a physical animal that lived and walked on the face of the earth, but the Nachash represents the Yetzer Hara. He is a symbolic personification, if you will, of anything that's evil in the world. Now, let me just add one last word of introduction. There's something called, and you'll see it throughout Chazal, Misas Nishika, which liberally translates as the kiss of death. And what that means, again, this is beyond human, my comprehension, but in a general sense, it means that it's not the normal Misa which is caused by the Malach HaMoves, but so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, Ad Kan. It's almost like a temporary separation between the Guf and the Neshama, but it's not really Misa. Now, if we put all this together, the Ramban said,
I don't understand, I'm sorry, what are you saying, what is this?
I'm saying that normal Misa is the recurrence of that intervention of the Nachash as the cause of death, the Nachash representing the Yetzer Hara, the Malach HaMoves. So there's a Malach which you and I might call a negative Malach. Again, every Malach is positive because he's fulfilling the will of God. But what I mean to say is that a Malach that is empowered by sin, by Ra, by evil. Man sins and empowers the Nachash, or the Yetzer Ra, to take the Neshama out of the Guf in a process called death. But there's another kind of death, and that's called Misas Neshika. Again, I can't translate it, because any translation here will sound almost like it belongs to another religion or whatever. But the concept of Misas Neshika means that it's not the power or the intervention of the Malach HaMaves, but rather it's a direct act of God, which is not a Misa that's related to sin. It's not a Misa that's related to Yetzer Hara. And now the Ramban wants to add another conclusion, that Misa is not related to Tumas Mis. And here's the breakthrough in the Ramban. You'll see it smack in the middle of the Ramban on your page. V'tam Tumas Mis. What causes Tumas Mis, which is the subject of Parshas Chukas, is Ityo Shel Nachash. It's the result of the intervention, or if you will, the agency of the Nachash, representing the Malach HaMaves. But the flip side is Haniftarim B'Neshika, but in contrast to classical Misa, which is connected and caused by the Yetzer Hara, by the Malach HaMaves, we have something called those who pass on B'Neshika. Lo Yitmu Min Adin, Rav Hosai. Look at those four words. Lo Yitmu Min Adin. And you and I might have said, wait a minute, if the Ramban wants to pontificate with philosophy and mysticism, that's fine. And he could do that from now until I don't know when. But when he says Min Adin, he's talking about halacha. And he's deriving a halachic principle from this, you know, presentation. And he says that this explains what the Zohar means when it says Husha Amru Tzadikim Einon Mitamin, that you don't contract Tuma from a Tzadik. Now look, Rabosai, if I I'm a Yisrael, I'm not a Kohen, I want to travel up to, let's say, Tveria to visit the Rambam's Kever. If I want to travel to Tzfat to visit the Arizal or the Beis Yosef's Kever, I want to travel to Meiron to see Rashbi's Kever. So there may be some issues if I start praying to the dead. You know, there are issues about visiting Kivrei Tzadikim, but there are ways of circumventing those issues if I'm careful about what I do. You know what I mean? I don't think praying to a tzaddik is necessarily something that we want to advocate, and that's a sugya unto itself. But supposing I'm a Kohen, that's already a horse of a different color. Is a Kohen allowed to visit the kever of a great tzaddik? Well, before I saw this Ramban, I wouldn't have allowed such a thought to cross my mind. But the Ramban says in the name of the Zohar, Tzadikim Eino Mitamim, that a tzadik dies of Misas Neshika, and therefore the contamination called Tumas Mes is not a result of the body of the tzadik. I'm almost inclined to think that maybe the Neshama in some sense is still hovering over the goof or whatever it might be. And the Ramban, in a sense, embellishes this in his Pirush on Shir Hashirim, which you'll see on the bottom of page 1. He says, Masha Tatzorech Ladas, you should know, Ki Tumas HaMes, this halachic entity called Tumas Mes, Hu Mitzad Malach HaMashchis HaMemes also. This is the work of the Malach HaMoves, or the Malach HaMashchis, who came to take the life of an individual, who Anikra Yetzer Hara. He has many different names. You know, you can call him the Malach HaMashchis, call him the Malach HaMoves, call him the Yetzer Hara, it's all the same. Call him the Satan, says the Ramban. And he quotes a Chazal in Baba Basra. The Gemara says that who HaSatan, who HaYetzer Hara, who Malach HaMoves, they're all the same. And with regard to the Yetzer Hara, We have a statement in the Gemara in Bava Basra based on a pasuk in Yechezkel. Nemar v'ruach hatuma avir mina aretz, which is a description of the end of days, that God will remove the ruach of tuma. What is that tuma? And the answer is that tuma is tumas mes, because ultimately, ubal Hashem es hamaves, right? That there will be an end, the termination of this terrible misa. V'omer utaharte mikol tumosechem. God will remove and purify all these tumas. And the tuma that we're referring to, says Ramban, is clearly the tuma of misa. So again, if we accept the Ramban's equation, namely, that tumas misa is a result of the intervention, the active intervention of the Satan, who's the Eitzahara, who's the Malchamaves, that's what generates Tumah. Lachain Omru Chachamenu Zal, and therefore we have a statement of the Chachamim, and if you take a look in footnote number 315, he refers you to a Gemara in Baba Basra. Al Atzadikim Hayidua Shisha Shalosh Sholat Be Malach HaMoves. We have a list of six tzaddikim where the Malach HaMoves had no control. And V'eluin Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe Aaron Umiriam. Because in all six cases, the Torah testifies Al Pi Hashem that their neshama was taken by God. Again, it doesn't say Al Pi Hashem, which means Neshika in the case of Miriam. That's because of Tznius reasons, Gnai Bedavar. But nevertheless, the Gemara includes Miriam in the list of six. And all this, says the Ramban, is a remez to the fact that Shechina, the Al Pi Hashem, is the Shechina, Shehoisa Misasam Al Yada. In other words, the Misa is a direct result of the Shechina, not of Chas V'Sholom, the Malach HaMoves. And the Ramban says that Tuma, i.e. Tumas Mes, is a result of the intervention and the power, if you will, of the Malach HaMoves. If we take this Ramban and we add it to the Ramban that we saw in Parshas Chukas, we have a further embellishment of the principle that Tzaddikim are not Mitamim. And therefore, at the end of this paragraph, on the end of page one, he says, Mishameis Rebbe Batla, Batlu Kahuna. Strange statement, which we'll see inside in a minute, Amir Tzashem in the Gemara Ksubis. As if to say, with the death of Rebbe, Rabbi Yudha Nasi, the concept of Tuma was completely terminated or suspended. Ratzalomar, what does the Gemara have in mind? Shebo, meaning with regard to the burial of Rebbe, the body of Rebbe, Nisasku HaKohanim, the Kohanim themselves got involved in the burial of Rebbe, Litomei LeMesu. How could that be? How could the Gemara tell us that the Kohanim buried Rebbe Yudha Nasi, or they were amongst those who buried Rebbe Yudha Nasi? And the answer is that lo ayam misasel idei hashchina, because Rabbi Yudha Nasi didn't die as a result of the Malach HaMoves, he died as a result of the Shechina, and that's not tumas mes. If you take a look on the bottom, Rabbi Shevel number 323, he has a footnote in which he says that oso ayom shemes Rebbe batla kedusha. Okay, there are two girsos as to what it says there in the Gemara Ksuvos, where it says Batla Kedusha, Batla Kahuna. But even if you have the Girsa of Batla Kedusha, Tosus says in the name of Reb Chaim Cohen, believing that we'll see it inside in just a second, Shakavana L'Kedusha As Kahuna, that the word Kedusha means Kedusha As Kahuna. And being Metame Lemes is antithetical to Kedushas Kahuna. It's a chilul, a desecration of Kedushas Kahuna, but that's only true with regard to Tumas Mes. And not every body, not every B-O-D-Y, not every body of a human being is Metame with its death Tumas Mes. I guess we'd say 99.9% are, but there's always that one percentage called the Tzadik who dies a Misas Neshika. So again, just to summarize what we've gotten to before we see the Gemara in Ksubis, which is on the top of your page 2, the Ramban in his commentary Parshas Chukas says that those who died, Tzadikim who died with a Misas Neshika, are not Metamim. And in the Pirush on Shir HaShirim, which is attributed to the Ramban, we're not 100% sure it's the Ramban, he writes that Tumas Mes is a result of the activity, if you will, of the Malach HaMashchis, who's called the Yetzirah, who's called the Malach HaMoves, who's called the Satan, and those who die as a result of the Shekhinah, they are not Metameh. And his greatest proof, I think, is from this Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, which you'll see on the top of your page 2. And there the Gemara tells us that at the time of Rebbe's death, that's at the bottom of your photocopy, it says that the Oso Yom Shemes Rebbe Butla Kedusha. And what does Butla Kedusha mean? If you take a look in Tosus, Divri Amaschil Oso Yom, which is on the right side of your page, he quotes Rabbi Chaim Cohen, who's a rarely quoted member of the Balei Tosus Committee, Hoya Omer. He wants to say the following, that what does it mean, Kedushas Kahuna? He says that the Kohanim buried Rebbe, and that is what normally would have been a bittul of Kedushas Kahuna, but on the day that Rebbe died, Ein Kahuna Yom. They declared there's no Kahuna. I mean, there's no difference between a Kohen who's enjoined from burying the dead and a Yisrael who's allowed to bury the dead, indeed obligated to do so. And this comment of Reb Chaim Cohen with regard to Misas Rebbe would seem to support the Ramban that a tzaddik is not metame, and therefore the Kohen is not enjoined from burying or visiting the kvura of a tzaddik. Now, with regard to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a discussion here in the same Tosfos and Ksubis that to the effect that if Rabbeinu Tam died, then the Kohanim would not be allowed to bury Rabbeinu Tam, because the poskim say that there's a difference between Rebbe and Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, the minig with regard to the death of Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, was that the Kohanim did get involved in the Kvura, but with regard to Rabbeinu Tam, they didn't allow the Kohanim to get involved in the Kahuna. But in any event, we see clearly from this Tosfos that we're not dealing just with mystical abstract ideas. We're talking about halacha lemaisa. You know, Reb Chaim Cohen is trying to figure out, in this case, they were metame, in this case, they weren't metame, and it all depends upon this concept of Shechina, of Misas Neshika. Now, where did Reb Chaim Cohen get it from? He got it from the Yushalmi. Now, the Yushalmi, you'll see in the middle of your page. By the way, Reb Chaim Cohen himself was not alive at the time that Rabbeinu Tam died. You know that the period of the Balei Tosfos spans a number of centuries. And there's something called Piskei HaTosfos on Masechta Ksubis, which was written about, I would say, 6 centuries ago, roughly. Now, if you look at the Piskei HaTosfos on Masechta Ksubis, he writes, HaRabbeinu Rab Chaim Cohen, Hoya Omer, that Rab Chaim Cohen, one of the later Balei HaTosfos, would declare, Ilu Ayisi, if I would have been alive, Kishenifta Rabbeinu Tam, Now, I'm not sure. Do you have Rabbeinu Tam here, or do you have Rabbeinu Chananel? I think it should be Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. That's my opinion. Anyway, he writes, Hayisi Metame Lo. Now, Rav Chaim Cohen was named Cohen because he was a Cohen. That shouldn't surprise you. Today, you'll find people with the name Cohen who are not necessarily Cohenim. But back in the day, your name was Cohen because you were a Cohen. And Rav Chaim Cohen was a Cohen. And he declared about himself that if he had been alive at the time of Rabbeinu Tam's death, if he would have overlapped with the burial of Rabbeinu Tam, he would have participated in the kvura of Rabbeinu Tam.
But he says he would have been Tamei if he would have done it.
He would have, right, well, I don't know. That's a good question, Joe. See, there's a literal translation of the words, and then there's the usage of the word in context, if you follow what I mean. Literally, Hayisi Metamei Lo means that he would have become Tamei. I don't think that's what it means here in its usage in context. Hayisi Metamei Lo means I would have gotten involved in the actual burial of Rabbeinu Tam.
And not been Tamei.
And if you look back in the Tosis itself that we started with on the top of the page, Varav Rav Chaim Cohen Haya Omer Il Mole. See, he has Ilu. I don't know, Ilu and Il Mole are slightly different. Il Mole Hayisi. And I think the word Hayisi means alive. Hayisi B'chaim. I'm adding a word here, which is not fair to do. Kishaniftar Rabbeinu Tam. Hayisi Metamalo. And he bases himself on this Gemara about Reb Yudah Nasi that says Batla Kiddusha. And he bases himself on Yerushalmi.
Isn't that a case of allowing yourself to be Matame only if there's nobody else left to bury?
Well, that's called a mess mitzvah. But here we're talking about a case where there were plenty of people around to bury Rebbe. I mean, Rebbe was the Gadol Hador. And yet... So that's what we based ourselves. You missed this, the first part of the Shia, where the Ramban says that a tzaddik is not metame tumas mes. We had a long discussion as to why that is, but before we get to that, let's just see the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that kad damach Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, when Rabbi Yehuda Nesia died, achriz Rav Yanai made a statement, Ein Kahuna Yom. And what is Ein Kahuna Yom? So you take a look at the Pnei Moshe, he's the super commentary on the Yerushalmi. He writes, Ein Kahuna Yom, Shemutarim HaKohen L'Sasek Bo. That the Kohen are allowed to join in the procession of burial with regard to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Now, there are two ways of understanding why that's so. One way is to say, well, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was the Nasi. And maybe there's a special halacha that Kvod HaNasi is Doche Tumas Mes of Kohanim. I mean, that's a pretty radical idea. The other way of saying it, and this is the road that Rav Chaim Cohen took, is to assume that there is no Tumas Mes in the case of Rebbe, because Rebbe didn't die the way normal people die. It's a Misas Neshika for Tzaddikim. And if you look in the Tosfos HaRosh in Ksubis, which you'll see towards the bottom of your page, he quotes Rav Chaim Cohen, as we saw it both in the Tosfos and the Piskei Tosfos. And he writes, Ubehedra Isa B'Yushalmi Maseches Brachos B'Perek Misha Meso Kishemes Rebbe Omru Ein Kuhuna Hayom. That there is no kahuna today. And the Tosa Rush doesn't like this whole business. He says, V'lo nehira, the muchach hosam, the ayrili inyan tumas beis hapras d'rabbanon, aval inyan tumah d'oraisa lo, v'rabbeinu nisim pirish kohanim nitmu b'misoso, shakol chayom litame linasi, v'chein pirish harayvim. So here we have the other Shita, the Shita of the Tosfos HaRosh. He claims that the Heter for the Kohanim to be metame to Rebbe was not to be directly involved in the actual kvura, with a direct contact with the corpse of Rebbe, because that would be tuma d'oraisa, and that for sure is also for Kohanim. But rather, they were talking about a tuma d'rabbanan, which is called beis hapras. Beis hapras is a certain radius around the kever, and that's only a gzera d'rabbanan. And they were matir the gzera d'rabbanan mishum kvod hanasi, and that he says is the interpretation of the Ran and the Ravid. So we have here lined up the following. We've got, on the one end, the Ramban and Reb Chaim Cohen. We have the other end, the Tosa Rosh, the Ran, and the Ravid. And this seems to be a major controversy. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef, in Yoredeya, Simon Shin Ayin Dalid, which is on the bottom of your page, he starts by quoting Tosfos in the name of Reb Chaim Cohen, who says that if I were alive at the time of the passing of Rabbeinu Tam, I would have been mitametim because of this principle called Batla Kedushas Kahuna. And he quotes, of course, the Yerushalmi that we saw in Brachos, the third parak of Brachos. Then he says, the Ein Nirah LeRebbe, Demechaduma the Hassam. He doesn't mention the Tosa Rush, but he says exactly what the Tosa Rush says. Myri Betumas Beis HaPras Rabbanan, the Yesh L'tmal Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, Sharei Rabbeinu Tam Loya Nasi. And if we're saying this was a special matir in the case of Batla Kahuna when Rebbe died, because Rebbe's status is a Nasi, Rabbeinu Tam, with all due respect, does not have the status and the din of a Nasi. So if they were matir to be metame Kohanim for Rebbe because he was a Nasi, that doesn't tell you beans about Rabbeinu Tam, who was not a Nasi. And maybe you could argue, says the Beis Yosef, that Rabbeinu Tam has the status of a Nasi because he's considered the Gadol Hadar, because in his time Rabbeinu Tam was the final word on paskening on Oros Halacha. So again, according to this whole school of Rishonim, and it culminates with the Beis Yosef, we cannot derive any conclusions from Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, because perhaps Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is a special, unique case of Kvod HaNasi. Maybe we can expand that to Kodol Adar, but it all applies only to Tumah Derabanan, which we're going to overlook for the sake of Kvod Nasi. But there's no raya from here that you're allowed to be metame to tzaddikim. That seems to be the clear-cut conclusion of the Beis Yosef.
The Nasi was only a title that was given at that time, but after the periods of the Nasim was over, you didn't have that title per se, but you could have had, the Inyan of Gadol Hador.
Exactly. But there's no proof from here, so argues the Beis Yosef, and those came before him, that Tzaddikim are not Metamim. There's no raya for that. However, there does seem to be a raya from the Medrash Rabbah. And here I'd like you to look on page 3. This is a Medrash Rabbah in Mishlei. And the story is about Eliyahu HaNavi. Now, it's important to know that Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen. And let's assume that he was alive, and he still is alive, but he was alive at the time of the death of Rabbi Akiva. And the Medrash tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi actually buried Rabbi Akiva.
That doesn't make too much sense.
Okay, let's just see what it says in the Medrash, and then we'll talk about it. But first, let's look in the Medrash. It says, Maisav Rabbi Kiva, Hayachavish Beis Asurim, Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, Talmido Ayam Mishamsho, Be'erev Yontif, Niftar, Mimenev Aholach Lebeiso, Bar Rabbi Akiva Al Pesach Beiso, Amarlo, Elio says to him, Shomalecha Rebbe, Amarlo, Shomalecha Rebbe Umori, Amarlo, Rabbi Yeshua turns to Elio and Navi, and he says, Kluma Tatzarch Mimenu Dovar, why are you knocking on my door? Amar lo, Elio responds, Kohen ani, Ubasi lahagid l'chash Rabbi Akiva, mess. The Rabbi Akiva died the Beis HaAsurim. Again, it's a slightly different version of the death, the story of the death of Rabbi Akiva. In any event, miyad holchu shnei l'Beis HaAsurim, matzu es Pesach shar Beis HaAsurim, pasuach shar Beis HaSorah yoshen, kol alayu Beis HaAsurim yishenim, Hishkivus Rabbi Akiva Amito V'yatsu Miyad Nitpal Elio Zochletov Nitolo Al Ksefov Uksharo Rabbi Shua Garsi Kach Omel Elio Rebbe Halo Amato Li Ani Elio Kohen V'Kohen Osa Lutami V'mes. How could it be that you Elio are carrying the body of Rabbi Akiva? Omelo Elio. Elio tries to justify to Rabbi Yeshua why he personally, as a Kohen, what he's doing there, carrying the body of Rabbi Akiva. And he says to him, Chayecha, Rabbi Yeshua b'ni, Chas v'sholom, She'ein tuma b'tzadikim shemesu v'af lo b'talmidehem. If you needed an explicit statement in Chazal to support the Ramban that we began with today, I don't think you could find anything more explicit than this. Ein tuma b'tzadikim. Again, what was Elio answering? He was responding to the question of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, you yourself, Elio, by your own admission, are a Kohen and you're carrying the body of Rabbi Akiva. How can you do such a thing? Kohen also l'tami b'mes. That's what he yelled and screamed. And Rabbi Akiva's response was, Ein tuma b'tzadikim. Pretty heavy, you know, raya for the Ramban. Now, I just want to point out one thing. We discussed before Misas Tzadikim in the context of the Ramban, which means that the Shekhinah intervenes in order to take the neshama from the guf. In the case of Rabbi Akiva, personally, again, you know, I'm not trying to influence anyone here, but personally, I find it very uncomfortable to assume that Rabbi Akiva died of Misas Neshika. The Romans killed Rabbi Akiva. He was in the Beis HaSurim. Either they took him out of the Beis HaSurim and they killed him, or whatever have you. That's called a Misas Neshika?
Could you not say that, they would answer that just before he died from their things, the Neshika was that.
All right, brilliant. I accept it. I didn't think of that. Maybe there were two stages over here. You know, they were torturing Rabbi Akiva, but at the end of the day, Hashem, the Shekhinah stepped in, intervened, and took his neshama. I don't know. But I'm just saying that on the one hand, the Medrash in Mishlei is a raya brura to the Ramban. It's mamish black on white. On the other hand, it's a little bit difficult to apply the Ramban in the case of Rabbi Akiva, because the Ramban is talking about Misas Tzadikim. You know, if there was a Yetzirah who was Satan in the world, it was the Romans. And today, again, probably it's the descendants of the Romans. You know. In any event, I want to point out to you a Tosfos in Bava Metzia, which you'll see on the bottom of page 3. And Tosfos says the following. You'll see it on the bottom right side of page 3. He writes, Matsinu, with regard to Elio, Matsinu Shaya Kover Es Rabbi Akiva, that he was burying Rabbi Akiva. And the question is, Elio is a Kohen, how could he be involved in burying Rabbi Akiva. After all, a Kohen is enjoined from Tumas Mes. And if you look at Tosfos, he says clearly, and this is, Eli, I think what you were saying before, but again, I don't think it applies to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but it does apply to Rabbi Akiva. He says, the Docha also came, and he says he could reject that proof, Lefisha Haya Mes Mitzvah. Now, why is Rabbi Akiva called a Mes Mitzvah? Lefisha Haya Yereim Lekovro, Shahaya Me Aruge Malchus. That since Rabbi Akiva was put to death by the Romans, everybody was afraid to bury Rabbi Akiva because who knows what the repercussions would have been. And that makes Rabbi Akiva into a mes mitzvah, and a Kohen is allowed to be metame to a mes mitzvah. Now again, Rabbosai, that's not the version that we have in the Medrash Mishlei, but Tosfos is a very viable, reliable halachic source. And Tosfos doesn't even entertain the idea that the heter for Eliyahu HaNavi to bury Rabbi Akiva is because of tzaddikim eino mitamim tumas mes. I mean, Tosfos could have thought of that answer just like the Medrash thought of that answer, but he gave a totally different answer. And his justification for Eliyahu getting involved was because Rabbi Akiva was a case of misas, of mes mitzvah, not because tzaddikim are not mitam. Now, in the Gemara itself, which you'll see in the middle of your page, that's on Kuf Yud Dalet in Bav Metzia, the Gemara tells us about Rabba Bar Avua, that he once encountered Eliyahu HaNavi in a Beis HaKvaros. Can you imagine you're visiting a cemetery, and who do you meet there? None other than Eliyahu HaNavi. So you and I would have said, wow, this is a great opportunity to kiss and hug Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe ask him a couple of questions.
Get all the tekus answered.
Get all the tekus answers, right? You know, I found a Kav Bar Ba'amos, so tell me what I do with it, who does it belong to? No. The Gemara says that this was an opportunity for Rabba Bar Avo to ask Eliyahu an alumnus a question. How are you able to come into a Beis HaKvaros and be Metami Lemes? After all, you are a Kohen. And Eliyahu answers that we paskin like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that is, again, this is a principle that we haven't even discussed today, but if you're learning Parshas Chukas, I guess you have to learn this principle. Akum Einam Metamim Ke'ohel, Be'ohel. Okay, we'll get back to this in just a second. Hold on. And here we have a Machlokas Rishonim. How do we paskin? Do we accept Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? And the issue is whether or not a Kohen is allowed to enter into a non-Jewish cemetery. And the fact that Eliyahu HaNavi apparently went into a non-Jewish cemetery, at least that's what it sounds like, and when you read the Gemara superficially, that is because he held, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, against the Chachamim, that a Kohen is allowed to enter into a non-Jewish cemetery. Tosfos says that we should not learn anything, halacha l'maisa, from that story of Rabba Bar Rachan and his encounter with Eliyahu HaNavi. Why? Says Tosfos, his language is very interesting, ki dechuye havi madchile. He was just trying to push off Rabba Bar Avua and give him some sort of a svara. And now the Mefarshim want to say, okay, let's say that Eliyahu was trying to just push off, he wanted to be Doche Rabba Bar Chana, I'm sorry, Rabba Bar Avua. But what was the real reason that Eliyahu was there in the cemetery? And perhaps the answer is because Eliyahu HaNavi was visiting Tzaddikim, the Kivrei Tzaddikim, and Kivrei Tzaddikim are not Metamim. And those Mefarshim who say that Eliyahu HaNavi was visiting Kivrei Tzaddikim, they are the Mefarshim who understood, like the Medrash in Mishlei that the reason why Elio HaNavi buried or carried the dead body of Rabbi Akiva has nothing to do with Mes Mitzvah, but rather because of Tzaddikim and Metamim. So again, Rabbo, so we find in two different occasions Elio HaNavi became Tomei, even though he was a Kohen. And the question is why? Do we say, well, because Rabbi Akiva was a Mes Mitzvah, and therefore Elio was Metamei? Do we say that Elio entered in the Gemara in Bat Mitzia into Kivrei Akum, and a Kivrei Akum ain't a Metamei B'Oel? Or do we say no, that in both cases there's the same reason why Elio HaNavi was Metamei, and that's because of Kivrei Tzadikim Einam Metamim. And now if you turn to page 4, you will see the Ramban on the top of page 4 in his Chidushim to Masechta Yevamos, and there he writes that as far as Halacha L'Maaseh is concerned, we paskin that Akum Metamim the Ohel, that in fact a Kohen is enjoined from entering into an Ohel HaMes of an Akum, of a Goy. And it's impossible to say that Elio HaNavi was simply being doche him, Chas V'Sholem, he says, because that would imply that he was being machshel Rabba to come to a wrong halachic conclusion. But rather, says the Ramban, the reason why Elio HaNavi was being metame is because of this reason, which Ramban formulated already in Parshas Chukas, in his commentary on the Torah, that Kirei Tzadikim Einam Metamim.
Well, I don't understand. I mean,
what I'm suggesting is...
I know, but I'm saying the point of saying that Elio HaNavi was trying to push him off by saying that going to Kever Goyim is not Metame. I mean, what, they didn't know which Kever they were going to? I mean...
No, what I'm saying...
Well, they must have known which Kever they're going to.
What I'm saying is, again, I can't tell you, Eli, right now, I have to do more research about all the details of the Metzius and the scenario, but what I am telling you is that the Ramban is not going to tolerate this kind of approach of Dichuye Komadchile. You know, that Tos wants to say, you know, he pushed them off, because you can't push off somebody with an erroneous halachic principle, because that's going to lead him to make mistakes in terms of psak and hora. And it seems from the language of the Ramban, again, I'd like to see it inside, I'm only looking at the clock here, and part of this is my fault, because at the beginning of the year, I wanted to discuss with you something that's on my mind about a different kind of death, the corruption of files. But anyway, he says over here that what it says in the name of various Rishonim and Tosas, that the Dechuye Komadchile, he says that's not possible, because how could he trip him up in Halacha? He says, Matzinu Shekavrul Rabbi Akiva. Why did Elio bury Rabbi Akiva? And the answer is because Tzadikim Eino Metamim. That itself is a quote of the Medrash in Mishlei. I'm just trying to point out to you, Rabosai, that the Ramban is very consistent over here. He, in his Pirush Al Torah, he based himself on other sources, whether it's the Zohar, whether it's the Yerushalmi and Brachos, but in fact, here in his commentary on Yevamos, the Ramban makes explicit reference to the Medrash Rabbah in Mishlei that Elio was able to be metame to Rabbi Akiva because Tzadikim Einam Metamim. Now, again, Rabosai, in order to come to some Halach L'Maisa conclusion, because again, there are so many Rishonim who seem to deny this Ramban, and the Nafkamina is going to be about visiting Ma'aras HaMachpelah, which is one of the nafkaminas today in contemporary life, whether Cohen is allowed to go into Maaseh Machpelah. We have a famous tshuva of the Avnei Nezer, the Socket Shover, and I'll try to make this really, really fast because I know we're late. He wants to be machalik between a tzaddik who is killed or murdered by a human being, as opposed to a tzaddik who dies in a natural death. And he wants to say something unbelievable, which is almost antithetical to everything we've said until now, that if a tzaddik is killed by man, meaning a murder, then in such a case, there is no tumas mes, because that tzaddik is considered a, what we call haruge malchus, and it has a special status. And the one who picks up on this, which you'll find on page 6 of Yemar Makomos, is the Minchas Asher of Rav Asher Zelig Weiss. He, on the bottom of page 6, quotes the Avnei Nezer, and he writes, Tzadik shenerag al yidei adam ein bo tumas mes, aval in meis misa tivis metame. He writes, the shnei tamim yesh betumas mes. Number one is Mishum Gimel Tipos Mara Shematil Malacham Bavis Legufa Adam Lam Miso. And number two, Mishum Klipos Vikochos Hatuma Hanid Bakim Bimana de Kedusha. And this is all very esoteric, but he writes, Lo Shayach Bitzadikim, the second explanation, which is called Klipos Vikochos Hatuma, doesn't apply to Tzadikim, because their goof is Kedusha itself, which is totally antithetical to Tumah. However, Tzadik Shenera Gayidei Adam, even the first explanation doesn't apply. What was the first explanation? That the Malach HaMavis is able to put Tipos Mara into the Gufo Shel Adam, and that's how he kills a person. He says that in the case where a person was murdered, Nerag al yidei adam is lo shaychi bei. You cannot apply the principle of Malach HaMavis because his death was not at the hands of the Malach HaMavis. So again, according to Avnei Nezer, supported by the Minchas Asher, if a tzaddik dies a natural death, even though his body is completely kadosh and the kochos hatuma that normally are dovek in the body are not dovek, but nevertheless, the way, the manner in which he was killed is through the Malach HaMavis, who puts a tumah into the body, and that's how he kills a person. But in the case of a person who was killed or murdered by another human being, that's not a misa through Malach HaMavis. And since he's a tzaddik, therefore there's no klipos v'kochos hatumah hanidbakim ba. And Rabosai, I'm not going to tell you halacha lemaisa whether I would encourage or advocate Kohanim to go and visit Kivrei Tzadikim l'shtateich b'Kivrei Tzadikim, because this is a subject that is hotly debated by the poskim even to this very day. And they talk about visiting Meiron and Kever Derashbi. They talk about going to Kever Rachel. They talk about whether a Kohen is allowed to go to Ma'aras HaMachpelah. The big Mekil here was the Stechemed, who lived about a century ago in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, if I remember correctly. And he wants to say that it could be that our Kohenim today, a Kohen Bizman Hazeh, doesn't have the full-fledged Iser of Tumas Kohanim, and it could be the Kivri Tzadikim Eino Mitamim. And if you join those two Sfeikas together, we have a Sfek Sfeika, and therefore we can allow Kohanim to visit Kivri Tzadikim. But despite the fact that the Stechemed came to that conclusion, and it was also one of the Gedolim in Tveria, Alfandari, I think was his name, he also came to that conclusion, but most of the poskim say that this is not a valid Sfek Sfeika. And the reason for that is in order to establish a Sfek Sfek, you need what's called a Sfek HaShakul. And since almost all the poskim disagree with the Ramban, and they're of the opinion that Tzadikim are Mitamim, to say that we're going to use the Ramban as one of our Sfekis, that is not reliable. But on the other hand, perhaps in the case of a Tzadik who was killed by man, maybe in that case we could be Mekil. Rav Avadya Yosef in his tshuva paskins that a Kohen should not visit Maras HaMachpelah or Kever Rachel or any Kivrei Tzadikim, and he bases himself on Rav Shmuel Salant, who is the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, the final word in Yerushalayim, and he paskins that we should not rely on any Sfek Sfekis, we have to be machmir, and we should not allow Kohanim to visit Kivrei Tzadikim. And Rav Avadya Yosef goes even a step further, and he says that even those Rishonim, like the Ramban, who say Tzadikim Einam Mitamim, he wants to say that there might be a difference between Shas Kvura and later on. Those who were Mekil, that was only B'Shas Kvura, but to go ahead and visit the Kivrei Tzadikim, we're not going to allow that. However, there are Kohanim, even to this day, who will visit the Kever Rashbi in Meiron, up until this day, and we're not sure exactly how to justify that, because the thrust of the poskim seem to agree that we do not allow Kohanim to visit Kivrei Tzadikim. So how could it be that we make the exception in the case of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? And the final conclusion of everything we said is that if there is any heter to allow Kohanim to enter into Kivrei Tzadikim, it's not really based on halacha, because pure halacha would not allow such a thing. But it could be that people think that maybe they're not going all the way into the kever, or the way Maras HaMachpelah is structured, it's not really tumas mess. There are different parts of the covering of Maras HaMachpelah, and also in the case of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, I don't know if you've been there, but you know that the kever of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the oil is divided into different parts. There's a base knesses, and then there's the kever itself. So they claim that they can somehow avoid the tumah of Oel HaMes in the cases of both Maras HaMachpelah and Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and therefore they come up with a heter. But truth be told, again, don't quote me on this, or maybe you can quote me on this, I would tell a Kohen to avoid any visit to any Kivrei Tzadikim whatsoever. You know, we assume that our Kohenim are Kohenim, and even though Misa Tzadikim, Tzadikim Einam Mitamim, according to Ramban, what should I say, that's more of a mystical concept, but Halacha L'Maisa Tachlis, we cannot play with fire. And the Tumas Kohanim is a very severe. So I'm not talking about a case of a Mes Mitzvah, that's a whole different story. Any questions before we end?
Great.
Okay, this is really Halacha of a Parshas Chukas. I mean, if there's one Parsha in the Torah to talk about this, it's Parshas Chukas. I can't think of another place other than Parshas Chukas. And if you have page 11, if you get a chance, that's the Tshuva of Rav Avadya Yosef, and that's, I think, the most important page for those who are interested. If you have any friends who are Kohanim and they live here in Israel, or they're visiting Israel and they want to visit the Kivrei Tzadikim, they better square off with page 11 and the Tshuva of Yabia Omer of Rav Avadya Yosef. By the way, on page 12, there's an essay, or at least part of an essay, of Rabbi Mordechai Spielman from New York, and he dedicates an entire work called Tzion Nefesh Tzvi to this issue of Kohanim visiting Kivrei Tzadikim. And he mentions this rumor going around that with regard to Meiron and Kever Rashbi, the Kohanim, in fact, do go. And he gives a whole explanation as to why that's so, with regard to, as we mentioned before, the structure of the Oel of Rashbi. But at the end, he says, there's no basis for this, L'maisa in Lahatir. And he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, saying, Iser Gomer L'Kohanim L'Kohanis L'Sham V'chmochein L'Shar Kivrei Tzadikin. So according to this quote from Rav Spielman and what he heard directly from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, there is no heter. And if you look in the letter of approbation, the Michtav Haskoma of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach for the Sefer of Rav Spielman, that's on page 13, he totally supports him, and he sort of gives you an overview of the Deos. And this is also in a sefer on the same page called Nitei Gavriel. And therefore, Lemaisa, we have to summarize and say that there is no het. I mean, there's a lot of literature on this. I'm just covering what we have here. But I would not advocate Kohanim to visit Kivrei Tzadikim.